Absolutely. Now, what are some more major issues people in the Valley specifically should be concerned about and maybe get educated on?
Well, I really think workforce development issues are very critical to the travel and tourism business. There was a report that came out from the Business Industry Association that there will be a need in 2025, I believe, for 780,000 jobs. And there's only going to be a capacity of about 680,000 workers in the state. So where are we going to get that other 100,000? And it's affecting all industries across the board, and travel and tourism is one of them. And travel and tourism is seasonal, so you're going to be looking at your J-1 visas, some of the other visa programs that would allow local business owners to build up their capacity. Through the efforts of the Chamber has had some symposiums on this, so they've made some headway. But working with the state government and working with their economic development people and workforce development, we're going to have to work with our educational system and try to recruit from outside our state into our state. A lot of young people, particularly millennials, are moving on to other educational institutions or moving away from the state. And how do we attract them to keep them here? So we have a lot to be working on here in the coming years when it comes to workforce development. So a big topic in the state. There's a lot of other topics, but obviously jobs, economic development, workforce development. But the number one issue in the state of New Hampshire, obviously, is the opioid drug use here in the state. And so, I think state government is shifting its sole attention on that for the next 6 to 12 months until it makes some headway.
Absolutely. Now, recently, our Senator, Jeanne Shaheen, put in legislation for $600 million to go across the country. Now, would the council be involved with distributing that money throughout the state?
Yeah, whatever comes into the state, Christian, will come before governor and council. So if there's money that comes in for, prevention, recovery and treatment programs, the council will vote on that. We'll look at the contract through Health and Human Services to make sure that it's going to where it needs to go to help, take on this monumental issue in the state. When I typically just, look at the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Nick Tumpas, and I said, is this needed? Where is it going? And how, can we measure our success once we've spent the money? And that's always kind of tricky when it comes to taking on the drug crisis, is how do we measure success? Well, how do we do that is, people stop dying, or we develop treatment centers where people can get help. Or we create, through our correction system, a better way to, reduce recidivism when it comes to a crime and drug use.
One question I have is a lot of people don't quite understand the council, but now hopefully they have a little bit more education from listening to this. So say they have an issue. Do they go to you guys if they want something they feel they're not being represented on?
Right. I always say that it's my job to create a very strong outreach program to get into the communities. Talk to civic leaders and municipal leaders and say who I am, what can I do for you. If you have a problem in state government, particularly with the executive branch, that someone like me can access the commissioners via a cell phone number, or if there's a crisis or emergency, contact your local executive council. At least let them know that something is going on, because I'm in touch with everyone in state government. Every 2 weeks I get to lean over and, "Hi, Governor, how are you? Governor, this is an issue going on in my district." So I have that access that the average citizen wouldn't have. And so I always encourage people to call me if they've got a problem so we can try to solve it together and try to come up with a good solution.
Absolutely. And can you give your contact information?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. My work number is 271-3632. My email address is joseph.kenny. That's with two E's. @nh.gov, and I have a bunch of social media contacts out there as well. I'm on Twitter now, Christian. Can you believe that? That's amazing. I'm still, my kids laugh when I say that, but I'm still, trying to get hip with Instagram and all this other stuff that's out there. But it's important because I actually get constituent requests, and I got one yesterday off of my Facebook account. People, I know he's on Facebook. He's on there every once in a while. I'm going to send him out a request. And sure enough, I'll reply to it and say, okay, I'll look into that. Or I might know it, you know, might have the answer, you know, at the top of my fingertips, and I can just type him something back. But social media for the millennials is very important. And I see a lot of the baby boomers, Generation X and Y, they're using it too. So, but millennials, that's how they communicate, you know. And so you got to have maybe a YouTube message out there, or you got to, you know, somehow, you know, use tools that they're going to use. So it's important. And the other way is really to call my cell phone. Mm-hmm. If you got an emergency, it's 581-8780. And, you know, if you've got a problem or on a particular front, we might not be able to always solve it from my office, but we'll try to find someone who's got an answer that might be able to solve it for you.
All right. And one final question for you. Can you give your thoughts on the current presidential primary? It's obviously a big topic on everybody's minds right now.
Yeah, a lot of quality candidates out there. I've been approached by numerous candidates. I haven't made a commitment to anybody. I'm like probably 55% of the general public. I can't make up my mind. There's a lot of quality out there. Obviously, we have a lot of issues, national policy issues that are out there. You're going to have to look at candidates from that perspective. From the domestic policy side, you're going to have to see who's going to be strong in the economy and who can help create jobs and jumpstart our economy. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've met, outside of Donald Trump, I've met all of them, and actually met Hillary Clinton in Afghanistan a few years ago when I was serving as a U.S. Marine in Afghanistan. So I've met pretty much all of them, and good slate out there. And the great thing about the New Hampshire primary is that you get to meet them, not just once, not twice, but maybe seven times before you make up your mind. And as I understand, most people don't make up their mind until the last 3 days. So, you know, ask them the tough questions while you have a chance, because after February, you're not going to ever see them again.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Christian. Enjoyed it.